Blog Talk Radio.
Just another manic Monday here in the the wild suburbs of Los Angeles, the city of the angels, Los Angeles, and it is a manic Monday. Why? Because in 3 days it is Thanksgiving for those of you who do Thanksgiving. This is a season of gratitude. And by the way, gratitude should just not be limited to that particular Thursday in November. Living in gratitude, even in things that are impossible. For instance, I know someone that it was raining and the person wasn't watching where they were doing and they got, they were in an accident. Well, it looks like the frame may be bent. There's, they're driving a rental car. It's just not a great situation. It is suboptimal for this person working, making minimum wage. They have $6 left in their bank account, and payday is a long way away. So what do you do? How can you live in gratitude? How can you make your November a little less manic, a little less crazy? Well, first off, this particular person is very grateful that they were able to avoid hitting the light pole so that they had a bump on the bump of the head and a little bit of a sore wrist. Everything, all other things considered, it could have been much worse. And they're trying to find ways to live and be grateful. So while there is uncertainty, again, this is all part of being emotionally and fiscally resilient. But Monica, how can I do that when I'm broken? I'm living paycheck to paycheck and month to month. In case you haven't been tuning in case you haven't been listening or downloading or however we're following each other, MG going to break it down. Why? Because Money Girl is a giver. And if you're wondering how I did with my emotional resilience update, I did not have this foaming at the mouth, FOMO crazy making that I've had the last several weekends. Why? I actually was able to sit down and talk with some of the people involved, get some clarity, and there were some things that took place that filled in the gaps with those things. And yeah, MG has taken a couple things off her plate. You know, but don't worry, Mondays, it's still our time. Mondays, 8 p.m. Pacific time. It's our time to connect. Actually, connection would imply that you're here or that I'm speaking with you. And that's not the case, but hey. But I am putting this out there. It is the Monday before Thanksgiving, and I am very thankful that I only have one essay, one discussion board, and one exam left before the end of the semester. I'm incredibly thankful for that. So part of the emotional resilience that we've been talking about is number one key, finding something to be grateful for, one thing. And some days, all I can do is look up and go, hey, the sky is blue. It's the color blue that makes my heart sing. I will be grateful for that one thing today. And if that's the only thing that I am grateful for that day, then so be it. But I'm still trying to find something to be grateful. Why? Because, and this is not just MG, okay? Pew Research Institute, Mayo Clinic has found that people who find reasons to be grateful, it changes the endorphins in their body. And going back and be able to retrieve the memory of when they were grateful continues to bring those endorphins and changes their serotonin level in their body so that they continue to feel happier, more grateful, not just there and in the moment. Every time that memory comes into play, every time they have a reason to access that for years afterward. That is how important developing an attitude of gratitude is for your emotional resilience. Okay. A number one thing, developing an attitude of gratitude. Some people will say, oh no, you need to be able to actively listen. Active listening takes a lot more discipline than it does to find something to be grateful for. And if you really want to amp up your gratitude, you get a little jar and you write down on a little slip of paper one thing you are grateful for that day. You write the date, you write that one thing you're grateful for, roll it up, put it in the jar. At the end of a year, you will have 365 reasons that you are grateful. And you can go back and review them. For some people, it's simply enough that they put it in writing. Okay, I am not advocating any one technique over another. Both are valid. Both will provide positive impacts. What happens beyond that is up to you, but I urge you, MG urges you, please take advantage of this, because people who are grateful do better. And people around them notice the difference. And honestly, it helps people develop this charisma, because people want to be around them. Why? Because they are positive. You are finding the positive thing, even in the midst of absolutely insane circumstances. And we are living through insane circumstances. The geopolitical factors affecting the price of oil are out of control. And widening conflict in a particular area will actually impact the production, refining, and delivery of petroleum resources. So yes, that's crazy. So how do you have a nice November, knowing all that's in the background? How can I feel grateful when things are this crazy? Maybe for some of you listening, it may be the sky is blue today. It's not green. It's not gray. It's not covered in that funky orange-brown haze that makes my eyes water and makes me cough. It's not yellow. It's not green in the middle of Tornado Alley, because that's a bad thing. And for all our people out there who may be listening in Louisiana and Mississippi and Texas who are under, who have enhanced risks for things being a little crazy. You know, our thoughts go out to you. And it is our fervent desire that you are kept safe and from harm. Okay. Nice November. So all this is leading up to, how do you have your splendificus? That splendid state of terrificness. Gratitude is a huge part of that. So how do you have a nice November? Well, I am having a nice November. Money Girl is, because there's food in the fridge. I will be thankful for food in the refrigerator. Not everybody has that. I will be grateful that cranberries were on sale, that I was able to get a really good deal on those. So Money Girl has learned how to make this most excellent cranberry relish, which is 1 pound bag of cranberries, which you can find at 99-cent store. You can find at Ralph's. And for some people, they even show up at the food bank. One bag of cranberries, one orange, zest the orange, and that could be you simply take your veggie peeler, only take off the orange part, leave the white part, then go through, peel the white part off the orange, and if you have a food processor, great. Throw the orange, the cranberries, the whole, and the zest in, add half a cup-ish of sugar, pulse that puppy, pulse it, it's blitzed, and there's little bits, and if you're feeling brave, you can add a little bit of orange juice, If you're feeling really decadent and bougie, you can add in some raspberries when you pulse it. So you have this cranberry raspberry deliciousness. You can add cinnamon to it. There's people that just think cinnamon and everything is great. Okay. MG is not one of those people. It would actually not be cinnamon. It would be nutmeg, but or mace. Because Money Girl, this is a one time of year. Money Girl may get a bit bougie with your spices, okay? Now, these are all great ways to increase your splendificus. Probably one of the cheapest things you can do, even though the days are getting short, take 10 minutes. 10 or 15 minutes to go outside, even if it's on the weekend, right? 10 minutes, go outside. Feel the sun on your face. Feel the sun on your arms. Breathe in and feel the oxygen fill your lungs. Float through every single alveoli, infusing your body with oxygen that helps your body metabolize, helps your body to function, and that is being carried to all the different parts of your body through your circulation system. And we breathe in, and we exhale. And as we exhale, we exhale the stress, and that again is another thing to be grateful for, that we can do this, that our body, this fine-tuned machine, without us even thinking about it, will take in oxygen and help us to function. That is yet another thing to have us embrace our splendificus. So, a nice November, but I'm broke. Okay. I am aware of students that are struggling with food insecurity. The good news is this is the time of year when people are more willing to put out, you know, or give food baskets. There's a particular local college that is doing a giveaway, and there's some 1,500, that is 1,500 students who are food insecure who have signed up to get a bag that they can fill with things like stuffing and pie crust and pie filling, so you don't even have to bake it, fresh green beans, celery, onions, garlic, bread, carrots, yams, sweet potatoes. I don't know. Okay. Money Girl cannot tell you the difference between a sweet potato and a yam because MG can't eat either one, really. So, you know, all I know is they're the orange things that get covered in brown sugar and marshmallows. So for those people for whom that is a wonderful thing, I will leave that to you. Y'all can have my share. Other things that make for a nice November. So, and a roasting pan and a ginormous pumpkin pie the size of a pizza. Okay. I'm talking like a 14-inch, you know, medium pizza. And it's instead of being a pizza, it's a pumpkin pie. There is a very specific large volume retailer that is the purveyor of those pies. Excellent. Now, if eggs are a bit dear, if you can afford Jell-O, and you can get Jell-O at like Dollar Tree, okay, mix up the Jell-O like you're going to mold it. They're M-O-L-D, like as in put it in a container. And if you happen to find, like, found these metal egg shapes, half egg shapes. You pour the Jell-O in that, let it set, and you have Jell-O, and then you get the squeezed whipped cream. And you can get non-dairy for those of you who have issues with dairy. So you can squeeze them, then you pipe this little circle so it looks like Jell-O deviled eggs, so that you can get these colorful things. So you can have that. You can do them in green. You can do them in oranges. There's finally a use for orange Jell-O or yellow Jell-O or red Jell-O. And you can make a little harvest color things of Jell-O. There is no brown Jell-O. Thankfully. Although MG does have memories about brown Kool-Aid. But that's a topic for another day. No, it did not taste like gravy. Can of green beans, can of cream of mushroom soup. You can find the little generic fresh gourmet, whatever they're calling it, French fried onions, which are basically thin little pieces of onion that have been dredged in flour and spices and fried. It's not to love. If your family really likes French fried onions, they are available at certain purveyors that, because I'm not saying their name because they're not our sponsor, okay? But certain purveyors that do things in volume, in, you know, bags the size, it's not bags the size of Rhode Island, it's only about, I think, 28 or 30 ounces. You know, it's a little over 2 pounds, but it should be enough to get you through. So all of those things, there are places that people give of their time to cook and prepare meals so that other people who may not be having the most excellent day can come, and they give the most important thing. They give of themselves time, their talent to benefit someone else. And those are truly the people that are having the most excellent November. Okay, but money girl, I'm still broke. You can still get a really great Thanksgiving at Dollar Tree. Okay? Or any number of discount places. You can have Thanksgiving without a turkey, because what really matters, it isn't the food on the table. It is the attitude of gratitude. It is the people around that table and what they mean to you, what you hopefully mean to them, and that coming together to celebrate. And whatever the relationship is, because it's, like I said, it's a relationship. It's not the fact that you have to make the green bean casserole lactose free, or well, we can only have vegan options because, you know, your cousin is allergic to eggs. Guess what? All those things are doable, and to a large extent, they're immaterial. It isn't what is on the table. It is the fact that we're together. And it may be that you're getting chicken strips from Jack in the Box, or you're hitting the, you know, the dented cans and the things at the back of the supermarket with the day-old bread and the, you know, things that they've pulled. Or maybe you're at the food bank. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter what's on the table. What matters is the attitude and the people. Yes, I realize that coming together with different people, with different opinions, and we all have that crazy uncle, or you know, we have that crazy person that comes in, and man, they just love to cause drama and chaos. Okay? And say something, you just look at them like, this is radio, but y'all know the look. You just look at them with a side eye go, okay. Now, you don't necessarily say this part. That's the quiet part that y'all may not say out loud, okay? Once again, I just want to give a huge shout out to the Splendificus Foundation and to MSFP for giving me this platform. I hope this helps. You can do it. We've discussed this on a budget. I know some people that are taking their EBT cards and they are buying a ham and they're cutting it up. However you do it, you can have a nice November. Just remember, you have to have an attitude of gratitude. That's the most important thing. Because it's not just Thursday. It's not just Wednesday. And in all the craziness, it's not the fact that I've actually started prepping for Thanksgiving, you know, on Monday, for 3 days in advance. What's most important is who you're with. If you don't have anyone, find someone. And by that I mean, go look at your local community. If you're feeling down, find some help. Once again, I will see you next Monday, the 27th, here, 8 o'clock Pacific. Until then, find your Splendificus, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Money Girl, out.